Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories.
One thing to bear in mind as we approach the end of Confederate History Month, the slaughter of the Civil War failed in many ways to solve the problems the planters of the South had created. Even after the Civil War and the Emancipation Proclamation, the prejudices that underlay slavery remained. Blacks were still considered property, in attitudes, if not in fact. And a great swath of the U.S. South would do everything within its power to ensure that blacks were never treated as humans with equal rights. Against such a cultural wasteland, William Morris stands out. A Baltimore postal worker, William Morris set out in April of 1963 to walk from Chattanooga, Tennessee to Jackson, Mississippi. He wanted to deliver a letter to Mississippi Governor Ross Barnett urging him to accept integration. On his walk, Moore wore sandwich boards reading, quote, "Equal Rights for All" and "Mississippi or Bust," unquote. And on the back, it read, quote, "End segregation in America. Eat at Joe's, both black and white," unquote. On April 23rd, and less than 70 miles into his walk, about an hour northeast of Birmingham, Alabama, William Moore was shot twice in the head and killed, his body left by the side of the road. No one has ever been convicted of his murder. In April of 2008, two people finally completed Moore's walk, traveling the 320 miles from Reese City, Alabama, to Jackson, Mississippi. There, they delivered Moore's original letter to Mississippi's current governor, Haley Barbour. In his letter, Moore reasoned that, quote, "the white man cannot be truly free himself until all men have their rights," unquote. He asked Governor Barnett to, quote, "be gracious and give more than is immediately demanded of you," unquote. 45 years later, the current governor of Mississippi, Haley Barbour, still refused to accept the letter. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.